Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 71. Graham Flanagan of Business Insider. Ben Stark of Wonder Mill Films.
How you doing, Graham?
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
Pretty good. So this morning we saw a big surprise on the internet when, presumably in time for next week's Star Wars release, Disney released a teaser trailer, the first teaser trailer, and really the first glimpse at all at Steven Spielberg's next film, The BFG, which is based on the Roald Dahl book. This is a movie that Ben Flanagan and I talked about a little bit in our Modern Spielberg show a few weeks ago. I think you and I are both, we had a pretty big reaction to it. So I guess I'll just kind of let you lead and generally ask you what you thought of this teaser.
Yeah, I mean, I won't say what your initial reaction actually was on the thread because I want to keep this podcast safe for work.
Yeah, it was a moment of honesty.
Oh, but I was completely excited by it. It looks amazing. You know, what you did say that is actually PG enough to repeat on the podcast was pure magic.
Yeah.
And, you know, set in London in an orphanage, you know, it's builds up suspense and wonder, and the music is amazing. I'm assuming it's John Williams. You know, obviously it's going to be told from the perspective of a child, which is, you know, where Spielberg has a lot of success in the past, obviously. You know, the lighting in this was just, subtle, and it, you know, there's light streaming in from the windows and the flashlights used as a light source. And that's just, to me, is like classic Spielberg. And then you start to see the giant itself incorporated. And when you see that hand come through the window, it's just, this looks like something really amazing.
Yeah. It's that image of the hand, coming through the window is, that seems like one of those kind of iconic Spielberg shots already. We haven't seen the movie yet. And already it feels like something that it's like, well, here's your whole story right here in one shot. The same way that, you know, E.T. and Elliot going across the moon, or the T-Rex eye in Jurassic Park. There's those, you know, there's very few filmmakers do it where the framing and the composition is so well established that you can tell what the movie is just by looking at one shot. There's a few shots like that in Bridge of Spies too, which will, you know, certainly be remembered as greatly as we remember E.T.
What's that movie?
Oh, sorry. That's just this little web series he did this year. So you have been a vocal critic kind of some latter-day Spielberg stuff. Do you feel like that this kind of and the idea of, you know, classic Spielberg, that's kind of a nebulous, hard to bottle, you know, feeling. But do you feel like this kind of goes contributes to that at all?
Yeah. I mean, everything I've seen so far looks strong. And just to you know, clarify that, I've been critical of just a small handful of Spielberg movies. I wasn't crazy about Catch Me If You Can or Minority Report, and, you know, Lost World. I mean, even though that's like 20 years old now at this point, but I wasn't crazy about Minority Report and Catch Me If You Can. But that's, you know, those are really, and AI also had some issues with that. Again, I was like 13 years younger. And I want to continue to see those movies and hopefully my perception and, will you know, change and I'll see it differently, but yeah, but otherwise, man, I mean, he's been on fire with War Horse and Tintin and Bridge of Spies. I mean, obviously Crystal Skull was a disaster, but I would call that more of like an experiment gone wrong than a true Spielberg-driven failure.
That's generous of you.
I just think that he was just doing his buddy. I think he did that movie, I'm guessing, more to just have the experience of making it than to actually try and make, you know, a worthy continuation of the series. But we're getting off the BFG.
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, the crystal skull thing is something that when we kind of talked about this on the Modern Silver show too, and I'd like to get kind of your input. And it's something that is about the only thing that concerns me about this, which is the potential for, you know, Uncanny Valley CGI. We don't see much of the actual giant in this film, but the last giant-based movie we saw was Bryan Singer's Jack the Giant Killer, which I think was actually...
Which I liked.
Yeah, it's a totally fun movie,
yeah.
But the giants themselves were such clearly, you know, CGI creations, and I feel like they had that, you know, Beowulf, you know, Polar Express kind of Uncanny Valley, which, again, works almost better when it's isolated. I know you like those movies, and I kind of do too, but it's, I don't know, once you combine that with live action, it can kind of hurt the film for me, and that's about the only thing, and the reason it kind of concerns me is that, you know, the computer graphics in Bridge of Spies and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull aren't entirely convincing to me, and it's hard to say that.
Bridge of Spies?
Yeah,
you mean like the plane crash sequence?
Yeah, just the plane crash sequence. Like,
okay.
The extended sets in that movie are incredible. Like, you know, where they recreate East Berlin and all that stuff. That's incredible. But the plane crash itself, it seemed like, I don't know, it seems like he's not, I don't know, it seems like the effects are working in an all-digital environment these days. And I feel like the guy that made Jurassic Park, which combined, you know, CGI with so much practical, isn't as comfortable in that environment as somebody like, you know, Peter Jackson or David Fincher or somebody like that.
Yeah, I disagree about the plane crash. I've heard some, you know, you guys talk about that. I actually enjoyed that sequence and thought it looked amazing. But, you know, it just makes me realize that, like, we're getting excited, as we should be, by this 2 minute or minute and a half clip from BFG. And yet he's holding, you know, he's waiting to deliver, you know, the first image of what this thing looks like. And that's what it's going to hinge on, because if he had released, you know, images of what it looked like in this trailer and it didn't look good, people would be like, oh, God, you know, like they kind of reacted to Doomsday saying, like, this looks like a crappier version of the bad guy from The Incredible Hulk, you know, or
spoilers.
Like a bootleg troll from Lord of the Rings. So it's all going to hinge on that. And, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. But this thing, as it is standing alone, is amazing. And he definitely got that giant hand right.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And, I mean, I kind of hope that, you know, it's Mark Rylance, who is amazing in Bridge of Spies. So I kind of hope that it's not all CGI and that they use, you know, maybe they use CGI for the big, you know, big shots. But for close-ups and things like that, you know, use a little bit of forced perspective and composites and things like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would hate for a digital screen to be laid over Mark Rylance's face, which is such a useful tool in Spielberg's toolbox.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Spielberg's gone both ways. Like, he's had questionable CGI in his movies, and then yet he's also, you know, created some of the best sort of combinations of live action puppetry and CGI. Hopefully he'll, you know, this will be another example of that, or he could just go completely in the other direction and just have CGI that they thought was cool. But to us just looks like, you know, not quite fully rendered, attempt at just saying, oh, this is my design of a giant. You guys like it? Cool. Let's just go with it without really thinking, okay, could we have, like, come up with a more clever way to create, like you're saying, with forced perspective, could we not have just come up with a more simpler, more effective way of creating this illusion of a giant? So
yeah.
We'll see. I mean, we don't know anything, but, man, I'm teased. I'm titillated.
Yeah.
You know,
you
and like you said, it's a big surprise, and it's like a little early Christmas present. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Do you need to see
cinematic stocking stuffer?
Do you need to see anything else, or is this all you need to see to be totally, you know, all in on this movie?
I'm completely all in. You know, I worry that, like, we're going to see some shoddy CGI and like another trailer that's going to come out in a few months, and that might make me just go, oh, God. But this to me looks like classic storytelling, classy, and as you said, classic Spielberg. Told a story told and
oh, you dropped out. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, but start that thought over.
Say again?
Start the thought over. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Okay. So this looks like, I'd forgotten to mention that this is written by the late writer of E.T.
Yes.
You know, that's Melissa Matheson, who just passed away. Yeah. That's an extremely exciting reunion in terms of, like, principal creative figures, you know. And you've got John Williams back. You've got Janusz, the DP, and Spielberg working with a Melissa Matheson script. I mean, it's just got all the elements. And based on an amazing story. Like, I remember reading this book in, like, third grade, I think, and loving it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go back and read it again. But, you know. It's everything right now is positive, but
yeah.
It's very early and we have a lot more to see. So I'm going to temper my expectations, but man, it's an exciting time to be a Spielberg fan because it looks like he's going to take us back to that place that many of us associate with classic Spielberg, as it were.
I agree. It's a mix of all stars from Spielberg's past and his future with Mark Rylance. So, well, thanks.
Yo,
for talking
Mark
to me.
Rylance. Wait, what? What's Mark Rylance? What's he been in?
Oh, right. So he was in that that series of commercials that aired on Nick at Night that they cut together into a movie called Bridge of Spies.
Oh.
I think he played the bridge.
Okay.
But I think he's also going to be nominated for some other small indie movie that somebody made. I'm not sure. I may be talking about the same thing.
Was he in Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel?
I think so. I think he
okay.
was. Yeah, I think he was the bellhop in that.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, the joke is that not that many people saw Bridge of Spies.
Yeah, and they should have. Is I think what both of us would say, right?
Yeah, well, it'll be on Encore Drama pretty soon.
Soon coming to Crackle.
For more from the Film Nerds, go to filmnerds.com and aspectradioshow.com.